Chapter 3. The girl isn't Bridget, that's obvious. She can't possibly be. Bridget has to be almost 40 by now, so her daughter is the next best guess. But she looks so much like his memory of Bridget, it's uncanny. It somehow makes him feel as if he were stuck in that bad time travel flick. Here we go again, that his agent talked him into doing. The flop. That's pretty much when his life started getting off track. Or did it start going wrong before that? Way before that? Like maybe all the way back to when he let Bridget Roland get away? He's struck with a sudden pang of regret. It's the kind of real feeling he hasn't experienced in years or ever. This is the type of emotion that his old acting coach would have encouraged him to exploit to the fullest. Use it, Jake, he would have said. It was the type of emotion that his critics would have been surprised he had, since they liked to say that his acting was so wooden, he must have not have any emotions at all. He stammers. He knows he must look like an idiot, but he can't stop himself. He feels like a stupid kid talking to a teacher. I'm Jake, he finally manages to say, and he remembers to hold out his hand. She smiles indulgently at him. Yeah, I know. Everyone knows your name, she says. She leans forward, hand out, affording him the quickest glimpse down her sundress. He catches sight of perfect, perky breasts with pouty pink nipples. The peak gives him a sudden erection that's so intense it's painful. Twisting his body slightly away from her and praying she's not noticing the sudden bulge in his jeans, Jake takes her hand. She gives him a quick shake and her green eyes dart down, not at their hands but at his jeans. A smile quirks up the corner of her red lips. Oh, she's smiling because she sees his raging hard on, and that makes his erection hard worse. Your mother and I used to be an item, he says, feeling like a complete idiot. Still holding onto his hand, she says. I know. She talks about you a lot. Jake is growing more and more uncomfortable. He says, squirming. This is quite a coincidence. Us meeting like this, I mean. Scarlett grins. You won't believe this, but it's no coincidence. I was hoping you'd find me. He wasn't exactly sure what she meant. Really? He says. Maybe I can buy you a cup of coffee and you can catch me up on what happened with Bridget. I mean your mother, after I left town. He knows that sounds like the most ridiculous and the most cliche pickup line, but he can't help it. This impromptu meeting is like a blast from his past, and it's throwing him completely off balance. Jake has been with lots of women. He has been linked in the tabloids with all the Hollywood beauties. He has been married 3 times. One marriage even lasted a couple of years. But none of those women could hold a candle to Bridget Roland. With her auburn hair, her wide-open, innocent face with a scatter of freckles running across her nose, she was the epitome of the gorgeous girl next door, and she literally lived next door to him. And here he is, standing in the street with her body double. In spite of the close resemblance between mother and daughter, there's something strikingly different about Scarlett. She has all her mother's beauty, it's true, but there's something devilish in that quirky smile and in that twinkle in her eyes. Bridget would have blushed if a man talked to her. But Scarlett looks at his raging hard-on and grins like a cat outside a canary's cage. And that makes her even sexier than her mother. What is she thinking? He wonders. And that thought is quickly followed by, how old is she? That sounds great. I'd love to have something hot inside me, she says, smiling and licking her sultry red lips. Yeah. Great, Jake stammers.